Yesh lecho ashur, you have a special time. Shezovin umetzaroyim mishdalchin. True, we have to send out of the base of Mikdash or Metzora or Zav. They're not allowed to go in. But I'll tell you, v'yein to my yemesim mishdalchin. But a person that just touched the mace, that he's an Av HaTuma now, he is not sent out of the base of Mikdash. There is such a case. That's why the Pasuk had to say all three of them. The Yeza, where's this case? Even though usually a Tomei mace, someone that touched a mace, is not allowed to go into the Machna Shechina, he's not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, where is the case that he is allowed to go in? The Yeza, Ze Pesach HaBo B'Tuma. I tell you, this is a case where by Korban Pesach, if Rov of the Tzibur is Tomei, we're saying the Loch is, you are allowed to bring the Korban, even though you're Tomei. And that means that Tumei is Hutra of the Chuyah B'Tzibur, that you're allowed to walk into the base of Mikdash, even though you're Tomei. So that's this is the way you know the halacha. That if the Rov Tzibur is Tomei and Erev Pesach, you could come into the base of Mikdash and do the Korban even though you're Tomei. Shrashi betuma, kisharoi Tzibur Tomeim. When most of the Tzibur is Tomei, the mace, most of the Tzibur touched the mace, then oisin Pesach betuma. You are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even though the people are Tomei, and they're allowed to go into the base of Mikdash to bring it. But if a person that's a Zav, or a person that's a Mitzvah, he has leprosy upon him, he has these different simonim of Mitzvahs, he has a bigger Tomei, he's now going to come to the base of Migdish, even to bring his Korban Pesach. That's where Rish Lakish wants to learn out this Yisoid. Omer Abaye has a question like this. Ihoch, if this is true, that Rish Lakish had a kasha, what did the Pesach have to say, v'yishalchem in amachne kol tzrua v'chol zav v'chotom nefesh? What did the Pesach say, all three? Let it just say the less one, Tomei nefesh. So the Torah says there's a case that Tomei Nefesh is allowed to go in, and just that Mitzvah and Zav is thrown out. Yochi, if this is true, Lema Nami, why don't you ask a question like this? Yoim Mezav or Tomei Mesim. The Torah just should have said a Zav and a Tomei Mes. And it shouldn't have said a Mitzvah, which is more strict. We are Yoim Mitzvah. Why does the Pesach have to say a Mitzvah also? There's a Mitzvah essay to throw him out of the Machne. Vani Yoimer, I would say myself, I would know like this. Zav Mishdaleach. Madach, a person that's a Zav, he had to let him come out of his Aver, two days in a row. He's called the Zav. He has to be thrown out of the Machne. Mitzaru l'kolshchen, a person that's had a Tomes Mitzaras, which we'll see in the Gemara soon says, why this Mitzaru is more Chomer, but it's a more stricter Tumma Mitzaru. L'kolshchen, for sure he has to be thrown out of the Machne. Why does the Pasuk have to say a Mitzaru and a Zav? Let the Pasuk just say a Zav. Elo l'chur, according to Rish Lakish, what should you have to say? Elo, you should have to say like this. Yesh lechosho, you should have to tell me there is a certain time, she mitzoroi mishdalchim. True. A person that's a mitzoroi leprosy, he has to be thrown out of the base of Mikdash. V'ein zovinu tumei mesim mishdalchim. But there has to be a time that even a zav, and even a tumei mes, somebody that just touched a mace, he is not sent out of the base of Mikdash. Where is this case? V'ein zeh, how are you going to have this case there? Pesach Abba, according to your Rish Lakish, you can ask the answer also, that is the case of Erev Pesach, that your person is a Mitzvah, he cannot come into the base of Migdish. He is Nidchim. But a person that's a Zav, he is allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. That's what you have to tell me according to your Rish Lakish. And we know that's not true. For the more of the Chit Tema, maybe you want to tell me Hochinama that it is true. No, the Chiddush now is even a Zav, not only a person that touched a mace, a Tomei mace, is allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, if the majority, most of the people, touched Mesim. But you have to say now, if most of the people are Zovim, they're also allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. In fact, tomorrow, that's not true. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Pesach Habo Betumah. In the case that majority, most of the people are Tomei, that you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even though you are Tomei, is Alocha Lo Yoichlu Mimenu Zovim V'Zovis. But a person that's a Zav, or an Isha that's a Zovah, Anisha that saw the Dam Nidus, or the Dam, 3 days in a row, after the Nidus, the 11 days, when Isha becomes a Zavah, usually the first time she sees Dam, she's a Nida, the 7 days, then there's 11 days, after the 11 days, then the next days that she sees, 3 days in a row, she's called a Zavah. But I call upon him, a man that's a Zavim, or an Isha that's a Zavah, or else Nidus, Anisha Stam, she saw Dam Nidus, Violetis, Nisha gave birth, all these people are Tomei. The halacha is, they're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. So you see clearly, even though the majority of the people are Tomei, that we say the Korban Pesach is brought for Tumah, but which type of a Tumah? Only the Tumah of Tumah Meis. Mashek, another type of Tumah, or Zav, or a Zavon, or a Nidus, Yoledes, they cannot bring the Korban Pesach. V'yimachlu, let's say they ate from the Korban Pesach Pturim. Their potter is no Chiyuv Koras. This much they don't have. If they eat, even though they're Tumah, if they eat from the Korban Pesach, their potter don't have the Chiyuv Koras. But Akoponim Mitchila, they are not allowed to bring the Korban. This is a kasha, according to Resh Lakish. According to Resh Lakish, you dash from this pasuk. Why does it say all three? You should be a question. Why does it say Zav also? It should be Zav should be allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. And here it says clearly, Zav is not allowed to bring it. And Rashi says, L'yechum emenu, t'chidakinon, that will make a diak. Ish nitche, v'yein sibin idokhim, b'tamein, nefeshu d'akinon. It's only if the rove people touch the mason, their tamein mace, then they're allowed to bring Korban Pesach. Gab ish ki yetomei, like sibel lo nefesh. Because the pasuk says clearly, ish ki yetomei lo nefesh. If you are tamei because you touched a dead person, then you're allowed to go and bring Korban Pesach. But there's that kinan, by him with medayik, ish v'lo tzibrum. Alma mehosam yalav, imoshachu reshlokas, zav nam l'shtori. Because here the Brisa says clearly, if you're a zav or a nidon, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. Now according to reshlokish, a zav should be allowed to. So Gemara says, Elohim Rabbi. Abaye says this is the way how we know the din. Li'ola mikra kama. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's drasha was the right drasha. That what? That the pasuk said again, ish, ish, ki yeh tom lenefesh. If one or two people of their tom lenefesh, they touch the mace, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. They have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But it's viach only if a yochid, one or two people. But when you have the majority of the people, and rove people, are tommy mesim, then they are allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Now, Resh Lakish asked the question, how do you know that a tzibur could bring it? Maybe a tzibur has no eitzah, not here, not now, and not Pesach Sheni. The Teretz is like this. Elom Rabbaya, Liyor Mikra Kama, Im Keim, Nichta Rachmona Ish Ish Kiyye Tomei. Is Kiyye Kiyye, Tomei L'Nefesh Lomli. Why does the Pesach say Tomei L'Nefesh? So it's a diak only to a Tomei Meis. He has the halachon that he's allowed to bring a korban b'tzibur. The chitamen maybe tell him like this: Hai lenefesh. That's what the pasuk says. If he touched the mace, lochu the yosas. Come to tell me this chiddush that hatomei mace who the nitzchel pesach sheni. Maybe only a person that touched the mace, he's pushed off to pesach sheni. Avoshar tameim loy. But maybe you tell me the pasuk telling me no. Even one yochid, even one single person, if he has other tumas on him, he's a zav or he's a mitzvah, maybe he's allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. Maybe the pshat on the pasuk is ish ish, ki yeh tumah lenefesh, only if it touched the mace. If you have tumas mace on you, then you can't bring your Korban Pesach. But maybe other tumas are allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. But tomorrow, no, but Tanya learned in the Brisa not like that. Yochol, I would think, lo yeh oisin pesach sheni. Maybe only a person that touched a mace. He couldn't bring the korban because he was a tamei mace. He has a right on the next month to bring a pesach sheni. Or else, v'shoya b'derech rechoika. If somebody was Torah, but just he was far away from Yerushalayim, he couldn't make it. He was an onus. He was by accident. He couldn't make it to Yerushalayim in time to bring the pesach rishon. Then the halacha is he brings a pesach sheni. What about zovin u'mitzaroin? If somebody was a tamei because he was a zav. Or a Metzaras, or else Boila Nidus, someone that's Boila Nisha Nida. The Lachar is, he also has Tomei Nidus on him. Minayin, how do we know such a person also, that he's Tomei now in Erev Pesach, so he's not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach? How do we know he could bring a Pesach Sheini? Talmud Leim, the Pesach says, Ish Ish, Lenefesh. Buzz Ish Ish. The Pesach, Talmud Leim, Ish Ish. Mash me anybody, it's a Ribui. Ish Ish. Not only one person, but a Reba, a few people. If any type of tummy that you have, for any reason, because you were tummy, that you were not allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, the Lachar is you are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the Diak from Ish Ish. Not only if it touched a mace, but who are then if you're a Zav or a Mitzvah, the same Halachon. Pesach Rishon, now that you're tummy, you're not allowed to bring the Korban, but next month when it comes Pesach Sheni, and you're Torah then, you are Torah then, you are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. This is the real raya now. Now we have a question. Why did the Torah say the word lenefesh? Why did the pasuk say ish ish ki yeh tomei lenefesh? The pasuk says if you are a tomei nefesh, that means you're a person that you touched a mace, so you have tumas mace on you. You are not allowed to bring a pesach rishon. What then do you have to do? You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now the question, why did the Torah say only if it touched the mace? We just had a ribui to say, ish, that no matter what type of a tumah you have on you, even if you're a mitzvah only, or even if you're only a zav, still it's the same halacha, that you can't bring the korban now, but you're pushed off to next month to Pesach Sheni. So if any type of a tumah you have, you're pushed off, why does the Torah say, ki yatom lanefesh? Why dafka tumah mace? We just had a ribu, any type of a tumah, even if you're zav and mitzvah. Why does the pasuk say now, dafka ki yatom lanefesh, only if you touch the mace? So the deal is like this. This is what the Torah means. Ish was single person, nitchal Pesach Sheni. He is pushed off to bring this carbon on Pesach Sheni next month. Not now in Erev Pesach. But the Diyak is, V'ein Tzibur nitchal Pesach Sheni. But at Tzibur, where a majority of the people are telling me now, they are not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What then do they do? Ela Avdei B'tumah. But they have a heter right now to bring the carbon Rishon. Pesach Rishon right now in Erev Pesach. Yudalav Benisin, as the majority of the people are Tomei, they're allowed to bring the korban even though they're Tomei. But which type of a tumor is it? When we say that the tzibur is allowed to bring the korban even though they're Tomei, when is that? By which type of a tumor? Davke b'tomei meis. That's what the pasuk says. Ki yiyeh tomei l'nefesh. When they touch the meis. If they touch the meis, then the diik is only a one person is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But when the tzibur, the majority of the people touch the mesim, and they're all tummy mesim, they're allowed to bring the korban right now. But only if they have tumas mace on them. Avul shar tumas. But let's say the majority of the people became zavim, or the majority of the people became saroim. Most of them became leprosy. So even though most of them are tummy, still the locher is lo yavdi. They can't do a Pesach Rishon. A Pesach Sheni, avada they could do. If it will come next month, and by next month they're Torah, havada they could bring it. But I call upon him now, you can't say that with the majority of the people are Tamei, there's ain't like Takonim. That was our Shlokish's Kasha. Let's say only a single person, he has a Takonim. If he's Tamei today, he can't bring an Erev Pesach. What should he do? Wait till next month, bring a Pesach Sheni. But maybe only a Yochid one person. Where Shlokish said, but the majority of the people are Tamei, maybe there's no way to them. They can't bring it today because they're Tamei, and they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's the halacha of a tzibur. So Reb Yochanan says no, because according to you, why does the Torah have to say the word lo yiyeh kiyiyeh tumah nefesh? Why does the pasuk say only because they have a tumas mace? If you're telling me now a yochid that he's tumah, whether he's a zav or a mitzvah or tumah mace, has the same halacha that today on Erev Pesach he can't bring it, but he has to wait to Pesach Sheni. And according to you, Resh Lakish is telling me, when the tzibur is tumah, no matter what type of a tumah they have, they can't bring it today, and they can't bring it next month. So why did the Torah say a chiddush dafka by tumah meis? So does Dr. Abaye, the pshat is like Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha that there's a din, only if you touch the meis, you have a special halacha, that's the halacha by the tzibur. If most of the people became tumah meisim, that the halacha is, they're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. They're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon. They have no din Pesach Sheni, but rather they could bring it right down Erev Pesach. That's the diak. What type of a tumah could they do it down Erev Pesach? Only tumah nefesh, where they touch the mesim. If they're tumah mesim, that tumah the Torah says they're allowed to bring today. Mashenkin, if the tzibur has other tumah on them, most of them are mitzaron, or they're zovim, then the lachar is, they can't bring the carbon Rishon. Carbon Sheni, if they're Torah, they can bring it in. This is the raya to the halacha, like we're saying. Therefore, it's good what we're saying till now, that a carbon Pesach could be brought to Tumah. If the majority of the people are Tumah, they're allowed to bring the carbon Pesach. Hu adin, a carbon atomid, we learn out, the Pesach says, Moyada Moyadoi, you learn out carbon atomid from the carbon Pesach. So hu adin, in the morning, every day, when you bring a Tumah Shoshachar, if most of the Kahanim are Tumah, or most of the tzibur is tummy, you are allowed to bring the korban, even though they're tummy. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizda, Mitzayra shenichnas lefnim mechitzosai, a Mitzayra that came inside its mechitzis, where he was not supposed to be, he came inside the locher is potter. He also doesn't get malchus. Now the locher Mitzayra, he's the most chomadika tumah. A mitzvah has to go outside of Machne Yisrael. He's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim at all. He has to go outside Machne Yisrael. His man, the Eden, were in the Midbar. He had to be outside the Machne. That's the din of a mitzvah. Now, let's say a Mitzrayim walks inside Machne Yisrael, or walks inside Yerushalayim, he doesn't get Malkus. Why not? The Churud is allowed not to come in. The Torah says it's called a Lav HaNitik Liasei, because there's an essay right away, as soon as you go inside, right away go outside. That's called a Lav HaNitik Liasei. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Bodod Yeshev Machus LaMachne, Machus LaMachne Moshovai. This is the Pasuk by a Mitzrayim. A Mitzrayim, the Torah says, Bodod Yeshev, he has to sit by himself, Michutz LaMachne Moshovai. Outside Machne Yisrael, that's where he has to be sitting. So we dash like this, Bodod Yeshev Levadim. He has to be sitting outside there by himself, nobody else around him. What does that mean? Outside Machne Yisrael. Because if he would be allowed to be inside Machne Yisrael, inside Yerushalayim, why is he called Levadai? There are other people there also. Elamai, the Mitzrayim, that's the Moschomet Gadin. He has to be sent out of even Machne Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, Michutz LaMachne Meshovei, what does that mean? HaKosov Nitka Liyesei. The Torah says that Lu Yitzui, the Mitzrayim, did go inside right away. Michutz LaMachne Meshovei, go again outside the Machne. So it's considered a lav hanitkel yasei. Even though you're over the lav, the Torah right away gives you an essay. Like Rashi says, nitkel yasei, v'yaf agav the lav, bosa lav ksiv, even though this essay is not after the lav, ha-kochel and tkuke lav osa, the kaim lav, sh'nitkel yasei en loikin olav. Anytime the Torah says a lav, and then right away the Torah says an essay to do something, we say there's no Einish Malkus, but rather do the essay, and that's misakin the lav. Like by Gezel. If somebody steals, there's a mitzvah essay, heshiv asakzeilim. You're supposed to return the gezel. So since the lav of stealing has the essay to it, you don't get malchus. And poshup shat is because it's not doima to the lav of chsima. The Torah says you get malchus in the Torah. The Torah says that near the lav of you're not allowed to muzzle your animal while you're working with it, that there's no essay to it. But any time the lav has an essay to it, you don't get malchus. That's called the lav of nitiv yasei. So if a mitzvah goes inside the machni Yisrael, he doesn't get malchus. That's what Rav Chisda said. Eisrei, for the Marakash and Rav Chisda, Mitzayrosha nichnas leflim mechitzosai. If a Mitzayrosh walks inside to Machne Yisrael, is Baboyim, he does get Malkus. You see clearly, not like Rav Chisda. Vaite zovin vizovoy shenichnasu leflim mechitzosin. Ozav or Ozovam, if they go inside their mechitzos, with their only, they're allowed to be a Machne Yisrael. Just as Zav is not allowed to go into Machne Leviyah. Machne Leviyah means the whole Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis you're not allowed to go into. Maisa today, that will make that war Machmir. If you go to Yerushalayim today and you want to go near the Kaisel, nobody goes inside the Kaisel. Because even though we'll soon see as Tomei Meis, you're allowed to go inside further the Kaisel, you're just not allowed to go into the Mokam HaMikdash itself, Machne Shechina. But because we're a Balkari, because we're a Zav, there, the Locher is you have to go out of Machne Leviyah. You're not allowed to go into the Har HaBayis. So therefore, we're machmir not to go into the Arabayis. We stay only by the coastal and don't go up further inside the coastal. Behind the coastal is already called Machna Leviyah. That's called the Arabayis. That is Zovin and Zovois and about Keri are not allowed to go there. And if they do go inside the Machna Leviyah, the Lachar is Barboim. What about a Tumei Mace? Somebody that touched a Mace, the most people today have Tumei Mace on them, because the Zman is there, once you touch the Mace, you can't become Torah. Because we don't have any more the Mechatis, we don't have any more the Paraduma. So everybody is a Tomei Meis. The locker is Mutter Likonis L'Machne Leviyah. A Tomei Meis is allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah, into the Arabayis. The Loi Tomei Meis Vavad, not only a person that touched the Meis, Omru, El Afilu Meis Atzmoi. Even the Meis itself, you're allowed to bring the Meis itself into the Machne Leviyah, into the Arabayis. Just not into the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash itself, that's called the Machne Shechina, that's also for Tomei Meis. Now what's the raya that even the Meis himself, you're allowed to bring into the Machne Leviyah? The raya is, Shenemar, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikach Moshe Satzumais Yosef Imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef, he's the Meis, and Yosef is Meis, he took him Imoi with him, and we darshan Imoi b'mechitzosai, with him in his mechitzas. Now Moshe was a Levi, so Moshe was a Machne Leviyah. So you see, he was allowed to bring a mace into Machne Leviyah. So the locha of a Tomei mace, he's the most kaldik alocha. His din to go out of the Machne only means he's not allowed to be a Machne Shechina. In the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash itself, or Tomei mace not allowed to go into. But to go into the Kaisel, just to go up to Har HaBayis, as a Tomei mace alone, you would be allowed to. The reason why we're Machme not to go there, because of the Zov and the Zav and the Balkari can't go there. So the kids, here it's a stirut Rav Chisda. Here it says the mitzera that goes inside Machne Yisrael gets malchus. Have the Gemara Tanoi nechaim etzaka machlekes Tanoim. If you also Rav Chisda's drasha to make it into a lav hanitik liasei, etzaka machlekes Tanoim. So Rashi says Machne Levi says kol hara bayis chus lechayim es azora. Outside the azora of the bay, the courtyard of the base of Migdish is only considered the Machne Levi. That's the whole hara bayis. And by Moshe it says, "Ima Yemoshe Levi Hoye." Rashi Tanoihi, "Diika Tanoi Deloy Maisla Kroli Yesei Heliten Loi Machne Shlishis." There is a Tana that doesn't use this posik of Bodet Yeshem Chusla Machne for Rav Chisda's drasha, but rather for other drushes. Where does Machloges Tanoim? The Tanya, we learned like this. The posik says by a Mitzayra Bodet Yeshem Vidashin Levadai. That means Bodet Yeshem Levado Yeshem. That a mitzvah has to sit by himself. What does that mean? Shelo yiyu tumeyim acherim yeshvim imoyim. Even other people that are tumey are not allowed to be near a mitzvah. They can't be near the mitzvah. In other words, a zav or a zavon cannot be in the same machne where a mitzvah is. Or means, if I can, a mitzvah can't be in the same machne where they are. What does that mean? Yochol, I would think, yehei zavin utumeyim mesim mishtalchen l'machne aches. So good. So far, Mitzvah has to be outside Machne Yisrael. But what about a Zav and a Tamei Mason? Maybe they both have the same halacha, that whether you're a Zav or a Bakeri, or whether you touch the mace, you have to be sent out of a Machne. Maybe it's both the same Machne. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. V'lo yitamu es Machnehem. If the Pasuk there before speaks out all of them, it says V'chol Zav, V'chol Tzerua, V'chol Tamei Lameis, and there it says V'lo yitamu es Machnehem. Each one has its own machne. It doesn't say loitam was machne, but it says machnehem. Litein machne lezer o machne lezer. Each one of them has their own special camps where they have to go out of. And the halacha is a tomei meis, it has to go out of machne shechina. He's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash himself. He can't go into the azara. A zav or mitzvah. Or Zav or Mitzvah is Mutter. And Mitzvah, that's even sent out of the third Machne, Machne Yisrael. They can't be in Yerushalayim at all. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's what Rav Yehuda dashed in this posik. So the kids of Yehuda needs this posik of Yeshev Levada to tell us he has his own Machne by himself. So it's not to tell me Mitzvah Sasei, but rather to tell me a new Drosha. That's what Rav Yehuda dashed in this posik. Of Bodet Yeshev Mechusla Machne, he has his own Machne. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a no. Ain't it tzarech? I don't need this. Harayuwaim, the posik says, Vayishalchu mina machne kol tzerua v'chol zav v'chol tom lenefesh. The posik says, you have to send out of the machne a mitzvah, a zav, or else anybody that touched the mace, a tamei mace. Now the kasher is, yoimet tamei mace. Let the posik just say a tamei mace, he has to be sent out of the machne. Now, if it would have just said machne, I would think machne shechina. He's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. V'yal yoyma tmei zav. Why did the Torah say a zav also has to be sent out of machne shechina? V'ani yoyma, I would say by myself, tmei mace mishtalchim madach, a person that just touched a mace. No tome came out of his body. He only touched a mace. Still, he sent out of machne shechina. He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Zovin l'kol shechin. For sure, a person that has tuma that came out of his body, the Zav came out of him, is for sure he can't go to the Beis Hamikdash. Is Lama Nemer, why does the Pasuk have to say, the Yishalchim in the Machne, Kol Tzua, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tam and Nefesh, why is Zav also? Is the Chiddush is, Liten Loi Machne Shnia, to tell me that a Zav, not only can't he go into Machne Shechina, to the Beis Hamikdash, but he can't even go into Machne Leviyah. He has to go out of the whole Harabayis. A Zav is not allowed to go into the Harabayis. Past the Kaisel, a Zav can't go. For tomorrow, the Yom Zav Yom Mitzvah. Good. Let the Torah just say a Zav and a Tamei Mace has to be sent out of the Machne. What did the Pasuk have to say a Mitzvah also? Vani Yomer. Even if the Torah wouldn't have said it, I would say it myself. I would say like this: Zav in Mishtalchim, Maduch Zav has to go out of Machne Levi. You can't go into the Harabayis. Mitzvah in the Kol Shechin. For sure, a Mitzvah has to go out of the Harabayis, out of the Machne Levi. Lomo Nema Mitzvah. What did the Pasuk have to say? Even Kol Tzerua, any Mitzvah has to go out of the Machne Leviyah. Is Litan Loi Machne Shlishis, to tell me that a Mitzvah has its own Machne, he's not allowed to even be a Machni Yisrael. He has to be out of Yerushalayim. There's an issur for him to come into Yerushalayim when he's a Mitzrayim. Now, Zakeb Shimon, Kishuwayme Bodod Yeshiv, why did the Pasuk in Vayikri Gimel have to say by Mitzrayim, Bodod Yeshiv, Mechusla Machni Meshavoy, he has to sit by himself? We know already he has to sit by himself. We know already from this Pasuk that a Mitzrayim is sent even out of Machni Yisrael. So what do I need the Pasuk in Vayikri for? Is our cost of Nitkol Yesei. The Pasuk is coming to tell me it's called the Lava Nitkol Yesei. This is like the Chizda. In other words, Reb Chizda holds like Reb Shimon, that this Pasuk in Vayikri Yudimel, that says that a Mitzrayim has to be sitting outside, is not to teach me the Chiddush, that he has to even go out of Machni Yisrael, because that I know from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, hey, that there it says extra, Kol Tzeruah V'chozah V'chotamu Nefesh. So why is the Pasuk in Vayikri telling me that there's a new Mitzvah Saseh, that even if a Mitzrayim does the Aveir and walks into Yerushalayim, there's an Esther right away, go out right away. That's called the Lav HaNitik Liasei, and therefore you don't get Malchus. So Rav Chizda holds like Rav Shimon. But our co-part of Rav Shimon holds that the Seder HaTomer is the most easiest one is a Tomei Meis. And then Echlami, that's why a Tomei Meis is only not allowed to go into the Mach Neshchina, into the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash itself. So the second to that is Tumah Zav or Abal Keri, that he can't go into Machna Leviya. And the third Tumah, the worst Tumah, is a Mitzrayim. He has to even be sent out of Machna Yisrael. For the Gemara, how do we know this? For the Gemara now, my Churma de Zav mi Tumah Meis. Why do you say that a Zav is more Chomer than a person that touched a Meis? I'll tell you, Poshin, She came Tumah Yoitz Lo Megufay. Because the Zav means Tumah came out of his body, out of his Zavim. When the Zera comes out, it came out with Sun Sirashi, it came out a Zav 2 days in a row. He has a special Tumah Zav. Mashenkin, Tumah Meis, nothing came out of your body, just you touched a Meis. It's not so Chomer. Shredik Mar no Adra, I'll tell you just the opposite, I'll tell you Svarim. Tumah Meis Chomer. Maybe a Tumah Meis is more strict. Shekain Tori Nazo, Shlishi Shvi. I see how strict it is. That only if you touched a Meis, you attack a true, you Tumah for 7 days, but you can't become Tor unless the third day and the seventh day they sprinkled on you the water from the Mechatis, from the Paraduma. And the Meis of Bismanizel, we don't have that. That's whoever touched a Meis that came in the same oil, the same tent as a Meis, always remains a Tumah Meis. So you see, Tumah Meis has a more Chomadik Alocha. Mashenk, if you're a Zav, all you have to do is just wait 7 days that you're Noki, and you go to the Mikvah and you're Tor. So the Chur, you see, Tumah Meis is more Chomer. And the Gemara is Saka true. No Makro, the Pshat is like this. The Pasuk says, Tomei v'chol Tomei. In this last Pasuk about Midbar, it said, V'yishalchem in amachne kol tzeruah, an extra coil, v'chol Zav, an extra coil, v'chol Tomei l'nefesh. We'll soon see, we're going to say Rebu add something to all these three. Not only Mitzurah, but all Mitzurah. Not only Zav, all Zav. Not only Tomei Mason, but all Tomei Mason. What does all Tomei Mason mean? So tomorrow, v'chol Tomei l'rabbeis, Tomei Sheretz. Not only if you touch the mace, but who did if you touch the Sheretz? If somebody touched the Sheretz, that's a posture of Tumah. He's only Tumah for 1 day. Still, when you're Tumah right now, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So, there's a posture to say that if you're Tumah Sheretz, you're not allowed to go into Machna Shechina. Now is the Kasha. V'zav chomer mitumah Sheretz. A Zav for sure is more chomer than stam someone that touched the Sheretz. Or my chumra, what's the chumra? Kedi Amor, like we already said, that a Zav, the Tumah comes out of his body. But if you just touch the dead Sheretz, so that's not so chomer. It didn't come out of your body. So the maybe no other rabbi. I'll tell you no. Sheretz chomer, shkeim atame b'yoinis. I'll tell you, Sheretz is tame no matter how you touch the Sheretz. You have a dead mouth there, dead Sheretz, that it's matame you. So even though you're an honest, you're by accident, you touch it's matame you. Mashenkein, by your zav, the loch riz of a zav comes out of your body b'yoinis, you have no tumun. The most of the Gemara Rashi says, it because you eat too much, or because you're sick, or because you jump too much, if that causes the Zav to come out of your body, you don't have a Tumah Zav. So maybe Zav is less Chomer than a Tumah Sheretz. And the Gemara... What's the question? Shkein B'Tumah, Amri and the Gemara Teretz, Amri ki Agavna Zav,